Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. I'm your host, Nicole Blue Sky, and today's show is really just a quick 15-minute refresher to just let everyone know where I'm at and what I'm going to be doing with the show. Basically, in the last week, I've been asking, you know, what is it that I can do? And how can I be of service? Because really that's my purpose, is to be of service while I'm here on this planet. So I did get my answer today. But before I tell you what that is and make that announcement regarding the show, one of the things that I struggled with and that I think a lot of people struggle with is, you know, when you talk about being a giving person, you talk about being generous and helping people, helping humanity, one of the things that comes to mind is obviously financially helping people. And being a person that's never really been rich or just always had an excess of money that I could do something extra with, I always thought, well, then that obviously means I don't have anything to give. And that's not true. So as I was on my walk this morning, because I don't know if you know me, you know I try to do my walk every Sunday morning. It's when I get a lot of my really great inspirational ideas from Spirit. And this morning, I basically saw this vision in my mind, and that's what I'm going to talk about. So if you know me, you know that I actually am a Reiki master. I'm also a reconnected healing practitioner. Those are two forms of healing energy work that I was really drawn to, and I want to use those to basically give, but it's hard to do that when you don't have an outlet or you don't know if the people that you're, you know, seeking out that have an illness or have something that they want worked on are open to that. So what's the solution to that? Well, my solution is to put it out there and ask people who are interested to kind of come forward. So here's what I'm going to do. Instead of doing my regular shows, I'm going to set aside a block of time each week, and I'm probably going to do maybe 15 minutes to start. And I'm going to ask anyone who has any kind of desire to receive Reiki or who has an issue that they would like energetically worked on to please send me a message on my Confessions of a Spirit Messenger page on Facebook. And if you do that, I will include you in a 15-minute free Reiki session during the show. What I'm going to do is I will post a show time for about 15 minutes sometime this week. And it's not necessarily for me to talk about anything or to, there's not going to be anything for you to listen to. I'm probably going to run some music. It's more of a way to have a connection point with those of you who are asking for the energy. So I'll come on and I'll say hello. If you'd like me to announce who you are, I will do that as well. I think most people would like to remain anonymous. And then I will just play music for the rest of the show and then maybe wrap it up at the end with a small announcement for when the next show will be. So if you're one of the people who would like to receive Reiki, definitely get on my Facebook page and like it and just post something. You can just post it right on the page. And so what we'll do is I'll put everyone in the way that we do distance Reiki healing that I was taught is you use like a small container. Everyone's name and their issue goes on a piece of paper and it goes into the container so that my hands basically will encompass everyone and everyone's problems that are in there. And the Reiki will flow through everyone that has a request. It's actually kind of cool. I've done distance healing before and I've gotten some interesting results. You don't necessarily have to be here when the show is on in order to receive the healing. You can get the healing anyway, but if you would like to just kind of have the experience of being quiet while someone's sending you the energy, it's a little bit different than, you know, just knowing that you got the energy. It's like a nice, quiet, meditative time for you. You don't have to do anything. I recommend people either sit or lay down comfortably and just kind of let go of anything. Let go of any thoughts, any feelings, any stressors. Turn everything off and just be. You can have the computer on, obviously, if you're listening. And the music is just so that something is playing. But like I said, just to have this on would just be a connection point. So, you know I'm doing the work, you're listening, and it's sort of like a mutual connection point. So that's kind of my idea. And I don't know, I'm not getting there's not a lot of people in the chat room, but then again, I just kind of announced the show about 10 minutes before I put it on. So if you're in the chat room, hi, everybody. Thanks for coming and listening to the show. It's a quickie show today. But that's something that I definitely am interested in doing. That's how I would like to give of myself. And I do have a lot to give, as well as many other people out there. Just because you may not be a person of means and you can't make, you know, big lump sum donations to different charities or anything like monetarily, it doesn't mean you don't have anything to give. You can give of your time. You can give of your talents. The only thing that I recommend to people when I tell them this is just make sure that you're giving in the right place and it's a proper outlet and it's help that is wanted by the party that you're giving it to. I always tell people, you know, when they're new and they're doing healing work or spiritual work, it's very tempting because you're excited and you know that you have something wonderful that you want to share to just run up to someone and say, hey, I know how to do this great thing and I can make you feel better. And just, will you just sit with me for a minute? It's really, it can be jarring to somebody who doesn't understand it. And it's a process for them to absorb what you're going to tell them. You know, I know, especially in my family, when I told them I was doing energy work, I don't know exactly how they came to an understanding of what it is, but it's just like anyone's idea of God. Like, I don't know if this is a good example or not, but whenever anyone ever says that they want to pray for me, I don't care what religion they're from. I don't care what background they're from. I will take the prayer. I'm pretty sure that if everything is God, everything you say, and God is in all of us, you can never not worship the right God because it's all God. And that's my viewpoint. So whatever tradition you're from, if you tell me you're going to pray for me, I am all for it. I can use all of the good energy, all of the good thoughts, all of the well wishes that I can while I'm here, as well as everyone else. So that's kind of how I feel about it. And Reiki to me is a form of prayer. It's a form of intention and requesting that healing and wholeness, you know, become part of this person's energy field. I don't control what it does. That's up to God. I'm not as smart as God. I'm pretty sure that if I'm willing to be a channel and there's work to be done, whatever is supposed to happen will happen. And the tradition of Reiki that I was taught is Usui Reiki. Now, there are multiple kinds out there. Once again, I almost liken them to different kinds of, you know, traditions in religion or prayer. None of them are the right or the wrong way. They're all their own form of prayer, so, and healing. So that's kind of how I feel about that. The other idea that I have for upcoming shows, actually, it's more based on readings, but more oracle card readings. I thought, and this is just my old Catholic school upbringing preparation meets opportunity thinking. If instead of scheduling guests like I used to on my Angel Whisper show that I used to host, I could schedule the people that I would do the readings for. So in addition to the healing shows, that's another idea. And that I'm going to hold off on for like at least another week just because I want to see how the Reiki, or if you're interested in reconnective healing, that's another thing too that I wouldn't mind working on. Although for that, I'm not sure if I can do a whole group of reconnective healing at once the way that I can do with Reiki. But if you're interested in reconnective healing, drop me a line about that as well, because I'd be more than happy to share information about that and to also maybe schedule a free session, perhaps maybe do some kind of raffle where the winner would get a free reconnective healing session. So that's another thing. Now, in terms of the Reiki, I really want to just mention the person who taught me the Reiki, who gave me my attunements, because I'm talking about giving of yourself and that even if you don't have something, like you don't have a lot of money, you can still give. I met a woman when I was down in San Antonio. She's down there still. Her name is Kay Lowell. She is the owner of Gaia's Mystical Corner. You can find her on Facebook under Gaia's Mystical Corner, or you can find her on the web. And at the time, her and I, you know, we became friends. I actually reached out to her on the internet because I saw the website for her store. And she very graciously and kindly gave me my attunements on a one-on-one basis. You know, I couldn't afford to do, you know, a big class or go someplace where they were going to charge me hundreds of dollars for my attunements. So between the two of us, we basically had these classes one-on-one, and I got my attunements. And I'm very grateful to her for doing that for me, because not only did she give of herself at a time when I absolutely needed, you know, someone to be there for me, but, you know, it helped me open up a lot. Reiki actually opened me up a lot, to be honest. Some of the things that on an energetic level I had blockages with, all of a sudden they just weren't there anymore. So, yeah, and also just to mention, with healing, it's not always a physical healing. There are all other kinds of healing. There are different energy bodies that you have that could have some kind of debris in them, whether it's like a negative energies that may be absorbed a little bit into your energy field and are affecting you, or if you've been in an environment where there's been a lot of chaos, sometimes that can kind of stick to you a little bit as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be a curse or anything like that. I don't want to talk about that in relation to this, but there are just different blocks you could have. You could have memories that maybe are not serving you anymore. The emotions that are attached to them are just detrimental to you moving forward in future relationships or even in your career. You don't even need to speak what these are, really. I mean, you can if you would like to, but I don't need to know what they are. They'll be taken care of as they should be, as is decided by source, spirit, God, however you'd like to put it. Reconnected healing works pretty much the same way. I'm not doing anything. There's no ego involved. So I just wanted to mention that. Let's see. I've got a question in the chat room. Do you think that someone is attuned to Reiki 1 can attune themselves to Reiki 2? That's a good question. It's probably not one that I can answer, you know, to your satisfaction. The only exposure I've had is Usui Reiki. That is done by one master passing on the energy and the symbols to another. That's just the way that it's worked. It's almost like, you know, an ordination that happens. I don't know about, I've seen these other systems out there where supposedly you can attune yourself. I can't say that it doesn't work, but I know that it's probably not exactly the same thing. You know, I think it's very much like tuning into a radio station. You can tune into 104.1 and it's, you know, a certain kind of Reiki, but if you tune into 104.2, it's not quite the same thing. I feel like it's a frequency that if you want the exact frequency of this particular kind of Reiki, I would go and abide by its traditions. Tradition's really solid in Usui Reiki. You know, I can trace, all my teachers can trace themselves back to Usui himself. That's sort of part of how it works for that tradition. But I say go out and explore and experiment for yourself and see what you find. You might find that you get something out of the other attunements that are out there. But, you know, anything that you come into contact with leaves an imprint on your energy field in some way. But I don't know that, you know, not getting the symbols in your hands the way that it's done in Usui Reiki does anything at all. I mean, I'm not sure. So hopefully that answers your question. Only got a few seconds left here. So once again, get on Confessions of a Spirit Messenger on Facebook. You don't have to put your name on there, because if you're already on Facebook, your name will appear. And then just write one particular thing that you would like worked on, and I will set up a time and I will give you all free Reiki and work on the one problem that you have for this week. So join me. I will send out an announcement as soon as I have the schedule for the show. And I wish everybody well. I hope everyone's doing okay. And the struggle may seem like it's too much sometimes, but no, you're not alone and you can always reach out for help. So walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Until next time. Thanks.